Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about a word. A word which is one of the foundational principles of any great brand. What I find interesting when we talk about words, when you break down those words and looking at them, the context of the word, the meaning of the word, how you apply those words to your foundation. I find that most effective brands, whether you're looking at a marketing strategy, positioning of the brand, you'll find that words, fewer in design, actually have the most impact. For instance, with BMW, the ultimate driving machine says it all. Those are really three words that probably were the most sophisticated, hard words for them to put together in positioning the BMW brand, but leaves a legacy and a foundation for those to follow, and to have it interpreted to consumers is much easier. So when you look at words for your brand, and how you build your foundation, one thing you'll find is that words have impact. Long sentences, long-winded positioning is actually a detriment for the brand on a couple levels. Remember, when you position your brand, the words mean everything. The fewer, the better. When you want to translate this to the consumer, it's simple sophistication. So as these premium brands in positioning, the fewer words, the better, because you translate those into your products that then can be easily conveyed to your consumer, as we've talked about before. So as we go through the series in the Visionary Chronicles, in addition to talking about brand chronicles, one area I found very interesting, and we get a lot of questions on this through our podcast and through our blog, are the definitions of words and what they mean and how they can apply them. My feeling is that when you talk about words and positioning, first understand what the word means. So what I do is I always go back to the dictionary. What does the dictionary say about this word? And you'll find a lot of actionable items and things that hold true through thick and thin, whether it be in marketing meetings, whether it be talking to consumers, your brand advocates, whoever it is. This is a foundation for positioning the brand and also translating that to your consumer. So when we look at the word authentic, which is one of the foundational principles of all great brands, is being authentic in everything you say, everything that you do, being consistent. And that starts at the top. And it gets bled through the entire organization when it's consistently and authentically positioned with your brand. So the first word we're going to talk about today is authentic. And when you look at the dictionary and the definition of what does authentic mean, the first one you'll see is not false or copied, genuine and real. So when you look at your brand, those four areas, not false, not copied, genuine and real, think of as you spread the foundation for what that means as being authentic, being able to convey that to not only your consumer, but even more importantly, to your employees, your marketing team, whoever it is. If you say you're authentic, what does that mean exactly? And being a great brand means being authentic. Because if you look at the inverse of what I just mentioned, is not false. If you are not authentic, you are false, and you are, by design, copied. And you're not genuine, and you're not real. So it's the opposite of the definition. So it makes it even more impactful and more important as you convey this to your brand and your employees and those that trust in the brand and what you do, what you stand for, and the products you make. The second point you see in the dictionary is having an origin supported by unquestionable evidence, authenticated and verified. So another really important aspect to this is, how do you authenticate your product? You just to say you're authentic doesn't mean anything to anybody. How are you doing that? So when you talk about unquestionable evidence, what is it that your brand can do to have unquestionable evidence that you are authentic in your category? What athlete can you put the product on that will take it through its rigors, that will take it through testing, take it through elements and environments that your product is going to see? So having unquestionable evidence authenticated by your influencers and verified by others, that's in the dictionary for the word authentic. So finding a way to have that unquestionable evidence is another point of being genuine and real. In doing that, I've been with brands and currently work with brands where they have data, they have backup, they have authentic testing of their products with those who are at the peak of their performance or in an unbearable conditions or environments that they put your product through. So it's unquestionable evidence, authenticated and verified. The other thing you'll see in the dictionary with authentic is representing one's true nature or beliefs, true to oneself or to the person identified. What a great definition that is of being authentic. Representing one's true nature or beliefs. You have to believe in what you do and say in order to be authentic. You have to be true to the brand or the people that work for the brand and those communities that are part of your brand. And identify with that person, understand what their needs are, and be able to apply those needs to your products and exceed expectations. Representing one's true nature or belief, true to oneself, or to the person identified. What a great positioning that is for a brand, driven through a word called authentic. Being authentic, representing one's true nature. And the other definition you see with authentic is entitled to acceptance or belief because of agreement with one's known facts or experience. In other words, reliable or trustworthy. So when you look at the belief of known facts driven by unquestionable evidence, authenticated and verified through others. So when you look at positioning your brand and you look at these foundational elements that we talk about with the Visionary Chronicles, authentic is a big pillar. As soon as you lose authentication, whether it be misrepresenting the brand, misrepresenting the product, not being genuine, not being real, or not having evidence, just saying you have something and you can perform better than the competition isn't enough. You need to make sure if you have sponsored athletes, if you have advocates, if you have brand ambassadors, make sure that they have an unbiased opinion when they're testing your product. There's nothing better than to have an open voice to ensure that you perfect your product before it hits the market. So in ensuring that you have unquestionable evidence, it is driven really through representing one's true nature or beliefs as it's defined in the dictionary. So it's like this beautiful concerto that you play with many band members. And it all comes together because everybody knows their role, how to play their instrument, and what the song is about. Taking that to heart and playing as a team. So this concerto can be carried over to being authentic in all that you do. Making sure that you execute your plan, ensuring that you are authentic and have unquestionable evidence authenticated by others on independent, unbiased opinions. So taking you through that definition again, look at all of these pieces of the puzzle that this definition puts in place for you. Don't be false or copied. Be genuine, be real. Have an origin of your product, meaning the testing of your product with unquestionable evidence. Have it authenticated by others with unbiased, independent testing. And you'll be better for it in the long run if you are a premium brand and stand behind your performance. And the interesting thing is, when you look at brands, you can mention the ones that are authentic, that have stuck to their foundation, haven't given in for the short term to sacrifice the long term of the brand equity. These things are all driven off a foundational pillar called authentic. Make sure that you are authentic. Stay true. Stay consistent. Manage through the storms that you'll face with your brand. Ensure you stand tall and true to your culture. Do not take detours. Never move from your original vision, for this is a foundational piece to your success long term. Ask yourself, what do you stand for? Authentication is a foundational principle that's genuine. It's real to people. You translate this into your products, the vision and verbal side of your brand. This has to be embraced also from the top down. This will not work. Authentication, positioning, the brand staying real, unless this is kept intact from the top down. So this vision has to be translated, and a piece of that foundational vision needs to be authentication. So stay true, stay consistent, keep your foundational pillar intact. Authentication is a key principle that, when properly implemented and effectively executed in the marketplace, not only through your voice, but through your products, will allow you to sustain long-term success. So again, stay true, stay genuine. Don't do false products with a brand that's premium. Ensure that you have unquestionable evidence in place prior to releasing a product so you can stand behind your claims of performance and have it verified. This will sustain your culture, it'll sustain your community, and it'll sustain you as a brand long term, with those inside the four walls of your company as well as those on the outside. You need to, with this digital world that we live in now, communicate that you are authentic and stay consistent, stay true, and stay real to who you are and what you stand for. Sustaining that culture is extremely important for the brands, and to lose loyalty. Loyalty to those inside the brand as well as outside the brand. This can be easily lost and extremely hard to sustain. So ensure that whatever you do, that you're embracing it, first from the top down, staying genuine, executing it seamlessly in the marketplace, and ensuring that you stay authentic as a brand and who you are, and understanding that this is a key ingredient to your long-term success. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.